Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Rykel Ruby, with the Chicago Sports Network. Today we will be talking about the upcoming Notre Dame football season and my predictions for it. As always, make sure you go check out the YouTube channel on YouTube at Chicago Sports Network and subscribe to that and like and enjoy all those videos. And make sure you are following the podcast, whether you're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, or any other podcasting website that this is on. I will be back after a quick word from our sponsor. Hey guys, welcome back. That is a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Make sure that you download the Anchor app and enjoy all the podcasting tool that it has. So now that we are back, we are going to talk about the Notre Dame, my predictions for Notre Dame in the upcoming football season that they have. I really think that this should be an interesting year for Notre Dame. With the loss of Ian Book on the offensive side and four of the five offensive linemen, with the only returning starter being Jarrett Patterson, I really could see a big, a lot of big media personalities saying that Notre Dame's going to be bad this year or stuff like that. And I just don't believe that that's really going to happen. Or is very likely. I know that we lost a lot of stuff on defense too with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, and you lost Nick McCloud. But outside of that, you bring back most of your team. You still have Kirk Heinisch and Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa to stop the defensive or the offensive run game for the opposing team, and then you also have some of your best edge rushers back with Isaiah Foskey and other guys that had a lot of potential but didn't see as many snaps as I would have personally liked last year. So with those additions, I really think that Notre Dame is still going to be a really good football team this year. I don't think that they'll make the playoff this year. I still think that they'll probably have a loss, maybe two, throughout this season, just because I think that Notre Dame plays a lot of pretty tough teams. Not like there's no Clemson or Georgia or Alabama on the schedule, but there are some decently tough teams on the schedule that it's going to be difficult to win some of these games. But I still think with the duo that you have at running back with Chris Tyree and Kyren Williams, you still have some decent wide receiver talent with Kevin Austin coming back and Lawrence Keys. But the problem with Notre Dame is that they don't have a lot of good talent. Like with the loss of Jordan Johnson and him transferring to UCF, I really think that this wide receiver group may be one of Notre Dame's worst in the past couple of years. I'm kind of disappointed that I really, to be honest, think that the Notre Dame wide receiver coach that I'm blanking on his name really should be fired because he hasn't done a very good job, especially the past couple of years. So I would say that this is a weak wide receiver group, a good running back core, an interesting quarterback situation with Jack Cohn and Tyler Buckner. I expect Jack Cohn to start the season off just because Tyler Buckner did not play last year in his senior year of high school, and he only, I think, played one like really big year, which was his junior year because he was as injured his sophomore year. So I really think that even though Tyler Buckner is really talented, he's going to need a little bit more developed than most quarterbacks do coming in, just because he didn't have a senior year, he didn't have a sophomore year, and he wasn't the starter his freshman year. So I really think that with the addition of Jack Cohn, I think that this team is going to be a little bit better than most people expect. I don't think that Jack Cohn is fantastic. I don't personally think he's better than Ian Book. I think he has a little bit more arm strength and maybe a little bit more downfield accuracy, but he just doesn't have the playmaking ability that you have with Ian Book. So with that loss, that's a little bit difficult. The offensive line will probably regress this year, but you could have an offensive line in the 2 years, even next year, that could be like one of the best of all time, like at the 2017 level or the last year's level, where you could have you have Jarrett Patterson this year. You probably are going to be playing Blake Fisher and Rocco Spindler. Those were two of your top recruits. I think Rocco was like the second guard or third guard in last year's class, And I think Blake Fisher was like seventh offensive tackle. Blake Fisher will probably play right tackle. Jared Patterson will probably play left tackle, and Rocco Spindler will probably be guard. I'm guessing Josh Lugg will probably be the other guard at right guard, and then I'm not sure who will play center exactly. You have a lot of different options there. So that could be really interesting what you do there. On the defensive end, to get a little preview of the defensive end, you have a lot of playmakers still left. You have Kyle Hamilton. You have, what's that cornerback's name? I can't think of his name. Let's see here. Let's see if I can look it up here. Let's see. What's his name? I can't think of the cornerback's name. But you still the cornerback that was a freshman last year, I can't think of his name at all. But he will be returning. He was a starting cornerback last year. He didn't play great, but he wasn't bad by any means. And then you have Pat Riley coming in from the recruiting class. You have Houston Griffin and Kyle Hamilton in the backfield, like I talked about earlier. You still have a lot of your good linebackers, and I really, really, really like the linebacker depth that you have there. So I am expecting a great linebacker year from Notre Dame. And I expect Notre Dame to play well at that position. What I'm really glad about was the hiring of the new defensive coordinator. And I can't think of his name either off the top of my head. I can't think of his name. What's his name? Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman. I couldn't think of his name. Marcus Freeman should be a really, really, really good hire. And I can't wait to see him in action because I think that this guy has a lot of potential. And especially, I think he can be just as good as Clark Lee on the football field as a defensive coordinator. But the part I'm a little bit more excited about is him being a very, very good recruiter. He has already made some great strides in recruiting. He has gotten, I think, at least 2 4-stars to kind of flip to Notre Dame. They didn't flip their commitment, but they were leaning one another way. And then when he came in, he was able to bring those guys in. So I really expect a lot of great things out of him. And I don't expect immediate returns, but either next year or the year after that, you could see like Clark Lee had it as a top 10 defense. I'm looking at a top 2, top 3 defense under Marcus Freeman. So let's get into the schedule now that we are done with a little bit of the previewing of the defensive side and the offensive side of the ball. And if you want to get a little more depth into that, I will have my Notre Dame predictions coming out, and then I will probably do a podcast on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Once I get a little bit closer to the college football season. So Notre Dame starts their schedule off on September 5th against Florida State. This is a game in Tallahassee. This is going to be an extremely tough game. This is not going to be in a fun environment, an easy environment, and with it being a night matchup against Florida State, this could be a very, very tough environment. But I still do expect Notre Dame to get the win here, even though Mackenzie Milton is a pretty decent quarterback. He is coming off an ACL tear, and I don't know what to expect from him. Like his first game back and in a new system, and there's a lot of question marks for me to even get close to picking Florida State. Notre Dame will probably struggle in the first half here, but expect them to pull it out in the second half, like they did in the Louisville game 2 years ago. Then Notre Dame plays Toledo. Toledo is a decent MAC team, but they're nowhere near the level of Notre Dame. They're just not. They should be a good opponent in that they'll be competitive and they'll fight, but Notre Dame should win this game pretty handily. Then they stay home to play Purdue. The Purdue game should be a very interesting matchup, but I do think that Purdue is nowhere near the level of Notre Dame with the losses of Rondale Moore and Derek Barnes. I really think that this team is going to take a step back, and I think that Jeff Brohm could really be on the hot seat this year. So I have Notre Dame winning this game and winning it pretty handily.
Then we head to Soldier Field with a neutral site game against Wisconsin. I assume this game is going to be played at Soldier Field. It could be played in Wisconsin because technically it's a Wisconsin home game, but it's played at Soldier Field just because they were going to have a matchup last year where they played at Lambeau. But that game got canceled, obviously. So I'm assuming this game's at Soldier Field, but I'm not 100% whether they may change it just because of COVID restrictions, but I'm sure that they probably won't. So I think that Notre Dame, again, wins this game here, partly because I think Notre Dame is just a better version of Wisconsin. They're better at running the football. They have a lot better of a pass game. And oh, I just forgot to mention, Michael Mayer is the tight end for Notre Dame. Oh man, I can't believe I forgot to mention him in the offensive preview here. But Michael Mayer is just a better overall receiving threat for either team, I feel like, in my personal opinion. Even though Notre Dame has some more talented wide receivers, and I'm sure Wisconsin has some talented wide receivers, I just think Michael Mayer is the biggest receiving threat here, just like Cole Kmet was in the game against Georgia. So I have Notre Dame winning this game mostly because I think Notre Dame is just a better version of Wisconsin, and Notre Dame, with the returning of Kirk Heinisch and Myron Tagovailoa-Amosa, should be able to shut down most of Wisconsin's running game. And with the weird development and non-development of Graham Mertz, their quarterback, I really find it hard to pick a team that just hasn't shown me anything in the past couple of years, especially with last year's disaster. I know they had COVID, but still. Then Notre Dame has a home game against the Cincinnati Bearcats. Here's the thing about this game. This is the game that I find most difficult. Yes, this is a home game for Notre Dame, and this should be a fun and enjoyable game. But Desmond Ridder is going to be very good, and you're going to need Jack Cohn to step up and to make some plays. The only thing I will say about this game is that Notre Dame has not lost a home game in a very, very, very long time since 2017 against Georgia. So when you haven't lost a home game in that long, I find it very hard and very difficult to think that Notre Dame is going to lose a home game to a bad to a good Cincinnati team, a very good Cincinnati team, but nonetheless not an elite team that Georgia was that year, the year that they made the playoffs and made the national championship game and almost won. So I really think that even though there are some good players on Cincinnati, especially their quarterback and Desmond Ridder, I understand that, but I am still going to expect that Notre Dame, I'm going to say Notre Dame loses this game, but do not be surprised if Notre Dame wins this game. I would not be surprised one bit if Notre Dame loses this game or wins this game. But I'm going to have them as losing this game just because I think Cincinnati knows that they have to beat Notre Dame to have any chance to make the playoff. Then Notre Dame heads to Virginia Tech to play the Hokies. Here's the thing. Virginia Tech is not a very good team. They lost their best player in Khalil Herbert this past year. And it's not that Notre Dame didn't, but it's that Virginia Tech has a very hard time replacing these types of guys on their roster. So I'm going to have Notre Dame winning this game here, even though it is at Lane Stadium, and that is a super tough place to play. Virginia Tech is not a super tough team to play. So I have Notre Dame winning that game. Then, I think you have a bye week in between this. You play after the bye week, you play USC at home. This should be a very fun and interesting matchup. With it being USC and being our rival, I still think that it may be a little bit competitive. But to be honest, I think this is going to be a lot like the 2018 USC team that had a good quarterback in Sam Darnold, but Notre Dame was just a better team. Even though a good quarterback can help you, if you have a good quarterback and a bad team, aka Josh Allen or Jamie Newman or Sam Darnold to a degree against Notre Dame, you are still not going to be able to overcome that. So even though Kedon Slovich, I'm sure, is going to be high on some big boards for the upcoming NFL draft, I think that Notre Dame will win this game. And to be honest, I don't have that high of an opinion on Kedon Slovich. So heading into the following week, we have a home game against North Carolina. And here's my reasoning why Notre Dame is going to win this game. Notre Dame is not going to lose to a team that they beat when they lost last year pretty handily. I think it was by like 2 touchdowns. I think it's like 35-20. I may be wrong about that, but I think it's like 35-20. And there's just no way that you are going to tell me that a team that lost its top two wide receivers, top two running backs, and its best and most vocal defensive player is now going to be better than Notre Dame, a team that lost, yes, they lost their quarterback, yes, they lost their best defensive player too, but they didn't lose their best wide receiver, they didn't lose their best receiving threat, even though they lost Ben Skoranek and Javon McKinley. They weren't that good. They were kind of, but like those guys are so easily replaceable. Look at like Equanimeous St. Brown, and let's see, any other ones come to mind? Like there's just those guys are so easy to replace, and Notre Dame finds them so easily that even though those guys were half decent last year, I just don't find them hard to replace. So I'm gonna have Notre Dame winning that game there. Then they have another home game against Navy. This is a win here. There's just no way Navy beats them. Navy will be a tough game, and this is going to be a tough game, especially after a North Carolina team that is literally the opposite of what Navy is, and that they are very much a run attack. And even though North Carolina was last year, I think North Carolina will be very much a passing attack this year. Then they head to probably their toughest, definitely their toughest road game of the year. At Virginia. Virginia should be a very interesting team this year. I think a lot of people really like Virginia this year with their quarterback and Brennan Armstrong. To be completely honest here, I haven't watched him one bit, and I don't know that much about him, but I know that he's a pretty good quarterback and that Virginia has a pretty good team. The only problem that I have with Virginia is that they still haven't proven to me that they are better than Notre Dame in like any capacity. They haven't proven to me that they can beat high quality teams. Even if it's at Virginia, I still have Notre Dame winning this game because it's going to be really hard to convince me that Notre Dame is going to lose to a Virginia team that they beat 2 years ago, and not much has changed other than both teams have lost their quarterback. Then they have a home game against Georgia Tech. This is their final home game of the year. I have them winning this game, but this should be an interesting matchup. Definitely watch this game because you have a talented quarterback in Jeff Sims for the Georgia Tech, and I think that it should be a very interesting matchup there. So I would definitely watch out for that game. And for the final game in Notre Dame season, you head to California, as always, to play Stanford. I just want to say that it is nice that we are ending our schedule in California. It was nice that we had a senior game where it was actually our last game of the year against Syracuse last year, but it's still freezing and it's nice to watch Notre Dame against Stanford. Hopefully we'll be closing out a 12-0 season, but I think at this point we'll be closing out an 11-1 season. Stanford has gone down in the drain, and they are really not good this year, so I have no expectations that they're going to be good this year. They're not a very good team this year. David Shaw has really lost a lot of his coaching prowess, a lot of his coaching hype, so I really don't think that's it. We're going to have another quick word from our sponsors before we head into the final segment of today's show. Okay, so we're going to wrap up today's podcast, and we're going to finish with this. Notre Dame is a very talented team this year. They are not as good as I think last year's team is, and neither do I think the expectations are as high as last year's team is. But I think with no big-time schools on the schedule, like in Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State in the next 2 years with Clemson, so I don't think that there's any massive games on the schedule that are going to be like you're going to lose them just because they're the big boys and you still have yet to beat them consistently. You beat Clemson last year, but you have yet to beat them consistently. So I still have them. But the thing is that none of this entire schedule does not have any of those teams. So I wouldn't be surprised if Notre Dame goes 12-0 and makes the playoffs again. But I think that it's more likely that Notre Dame trips up somewhere, and with probably Tyler Buchner trying to get in at some point this season, I don't know whether Brian Kelly will do it just because he's a freshman, and freshman quarterbacks are really – they struggle – in their first season. So I don't know whether Brian Kelly will put him in, how soon he will be, but I would be very interested in that. Make sure that you watch out for Michael Mayer this year and Chris Tyree and Kyren Williams. Those are going to be some fantastic offensive threats. Watch a lot for the Notre Dame offense to go a lot into what I'm expecting and I'm hoping is the Tennessee Titans offense with a good tight end. And you had John U. Smith last year. You had a great running back in Derrick Henry and now for Notre Dame, Kyren Williams. You have a good backup running back with Chris Tyree, and you have a good tight end. You have a good, pretty good offensive line. So I think I'm hoping that they do a lot of RPOs this season, take a lot of deep shots, and hopefully be able to run the rock and just run it down people's throats. But that's pretty much it for today. So make sure that you are following the podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, the Chicago Sports Network on YouTube. Like all those videos, watch those videos, and I will be coming out with another podcast for the Notre Dame offensive preview and defensive preview, individually looking at breakout stars this season and big potential. So as always, make sure that you are subscribed, following, and enjoy the podcast. As always, have a great day. Bye.